back. It's me, Kat. I just listened to your boo, and when I do interviews, I tend to fly by the seat of my pants kind of thing. I believe that asking them questions right off the bat makes people nervous. What I do is when I meet them and I just in person and I explain Audio Boo to them and how it'll be on the internet and blah, 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 all the formalities. And then I pretty much start with just hitting the button. And when they're in the process of being relaxed, then you can edit it out later. And then you just ask questions. And as you're listening, you know, you can ask more questions. It's basically you're just having a conversation unless you're wanting to get specific information. Like on my podcast, I do have a list of questions that when I interview authors, musicians, MMA fighters, you know, for sports, I do have some specific questions that I have written down in a little handy-dandy notebook that I use over and over again. I even have just questions to break the ice to get them, the person, you know, eased up or relaxed, because a lot of times they do get nervous. And I can think, I didn't edit her out at all, but one of the MMA fighters, she's only 18, and I asked her, you know, what, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, and she just starts giggling uncontrollably, and she says, I don't know who I am. And at first it was, you know, the whole interview previous was funny and kind of light, and everybody else was relaxed. And so I was kind of being silly, and then I had to shift gears and get kind of serious and bring her in to the interview and make it serious, you know. And I explained to her, just imagine you're trying to explain something to people that don't understand or that don't know about the sport. And she kind of calmed down after that, you know. You kind of get it serious. And it all depends on what kind of interview you're doing. If you're doing it with somebody that you know about their topic, you know, you can, it's like having just a conversation between two friends where, you know, you're kind of being silly and it's real casual. I think those are the best. It's when they're forced and kind of, you know, everything's written out and everything is read, and that I don't like listening to those interviews. I like catching people off guard kind of thing, and, you know, bringing a side of them out that, you know, normally they're trying to keep real serious and keep in control. And so, yeah, like I said, there's several questions you can write down, like I said, that I use over and over, depending on who I'm interviewing, authors, MMA fighters, musicians. But I always start out with, just tell the listening, you know, start out with just telling a brief bio of who you are, where you're from, your age, you know, kind of location, a little bit of your background, and then you can go from there if you don't want to have questions written down, especially if they moved, if they're from, you know, Australia and they moved to England. If it's just a general conversation, you can ask, well, what possessed you to move from Australia to England, and or whatever, you know, why did you get into this hobby, or, you know, what transpired. And I mean, it's, there's a lot, and everybody has their own what's the word I'm looking for, and I'm running out of time, but I hope that helps a little bit anyway. Okay, have a good night. Later.